Welcome and thanks for listening. My name is David Lillehaug, and as a DFL candidate for the U.S. Senate seat now held by Rod Grams, I've decided to do things a little differently.
David Lillehaug's five-minute radio ads aired statewide according to his campaign. Staffers won't say how much the candidate is spending on his unusual long-format approach.
You deserve better than sound bites and slogans and cheap shots. I think you've got a right to know who I am and where I stand. And that takes longer than a 30-second campaign commercial.
Lillehaug put out 2 5-minute radio ads. The first walks listeners through his background, growing up in South Dakota as the son of a union-represented teacher and graduating from Harvard Law School before working on Walter Mondale's unsuccessful presidential bid. Lillehaug also uses the ad to talk about his accomplishments as the United States Attorney for Minnesota.
Good people were crying out for someone to help their communities, but no one was listening until we proved you can clean up forgotten neighborhoods and create hope for the future. We also helped clean up the Blue Earth River, forcing a Texas company that was dumping waste in our water to pay the largest fine for criminal pollution in the history of our state. Welcome and thanks for listening. My name is David
Lillehaug. In his second radio spot, Lillehaug talks about the need to reduce the influence of big business and special interest groups in politics.
In politics today, big money has become too important, and the cynical, self-serving special interests have too much power. That's why I'm running for the Senate.
Lillehaug, in the same ad, also talks about the need for health care reform.
If you elect me to the Senate, I'll work to extend Medicare to prescription drugs. But I'll also try to subpoena the executives of American drug companies and make them answer under oath one simple question. How in the name of human decency can you do this to our parents and our grandparents?
Lillehaug's campaign manager, Sean Gagan, says the five-minute ads were designed to set his candidate apart from the wide field of DFLers hoping to take on Rod Grams.
We want to kind of break away from the 30-second sound bites. We want to have a conversation kind of with voters, and 5 minutes is a good period of time for folks to get our points on a subject.
Until recently, attorney Mike Cerisi had been the only candidate broadcasting commercials. McAllister College Communication Studies Department Chair Clay Steinman says with his 5-minute spots, Lillehaug gets beyond the simple rhetoric common to most campaign ads.
If we compare these ads to the Cerisi ads we've seen, they are a little bit heavier on substance and a little less slick in terms of trying to frame the candidate as an attractive character. It is much more about what Lillehaug feels about the issues.
And Steinman says he thinks voters would learn a lot more about candidates and therefore be in a better position to decide political contests if more political advertising took the form of Lillehaug's 5-minute spots.
It's definitely something new. If all the ads on TV and on the radio could be 5 minutes and have the candidate talking to the voters, I think we'd be a lot better off. It'd be a lot easier to make more rational decisions about who we might want to vote for.
Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to listen.
Lillehaug's campaign says it's planning additional long-form radio commercials, advertisements it's also featuring on the candidate's website. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.